Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So the headline reads, "The Hazards of Running While Female." What does that mean? Well, you've heard of things like driving while black and getting stopped because of the skin color, the color of your skin. Well, what about getting stopped by someone on the street, on a dark alley? Not a dark alley, because I'm hoping most women aren't running down dark alleys. But you can be running in isolated areas, even a park. You think it's going to be crowded and a lot of people. Doesn't necessarily have to be. That's where the hazards of running while female come into play. And Amy Mock is a runner. A runner.
I am.
You are. So, first of all, you run for health benefits. You run to clear your mind. People run for a variety of reasons.
Exactly. It is for health benefits. It gives me energy every day. I try to run first thing in the morning to kind of get ready for my day. Mm-hmm. I almost can't not do it at this point.
So you run early in the morning, before sunrise, after sunrise? What does that look like?
Sometimes either, right in the middle of it. I do love watching the sunrise when I run. That's actually mm-hmm. one of the benefits of getting up early. But no, I wake up pretty early to do my runs in the morning.
So when you hear this term, the hazards of running while female, what goes through your mind?
It irritates me a little bit, to be honest with you, because it shouldn't. I shouldn't be afraid to run. Mm-hmm. In fact, I'm probably less fearful than most people think I should be. I have friends that are a little bit more fearful to run. I know that there are things to be aware of. Mm-hmm. And there are things that I'm aware of when I'm running and try to be aware of, like turning my headphones off if I'm on a street. I'll carry pepper spray just have something on me. But we shouldn't be afraid to do something that's healthy.
I was going to say, does it make you angry? I mean, because I think that, and what started this conversation was an article in the Pittsburgh Tribune Review, and one of the runners in there says, you know, they're the basic cat calls and those kind of things. And yes, we know those guys exist. We know they're out there. But it almost makes you angry that you even have to think about those things.
You do. I know that there's drivers that get irritated if runners are on the road. There's just situations that if you are alone running, and I run in a group, I run alone, I run at my house, I run in various areas, and you just have to be cognizant of what's around you. I don't run afraid. I'm not afraid to run because of people. I just think that being aware of them is good. I do have some friends that conceal carry while they run, whether that's for, you know, an animal or a person. I don't know. I don't do that.
Wow. You say you're running with a gun.
Right. I don't know if I could do it.
Yeah. I don't. To me, that's the other thing. When I am, and as I said, I'm a walker. I'm not a runner. But I even feel like now, I'm glad that you have like wireless headphones and things like that, because I even feel like the phone is a hassle sometimes. So to have to carry things. And I think it also frustrates me that I'm not sure that men have the same concerns, or do they, do you think?
I have a friend that's afraid of dogs. So mm-hmm. he when there's a dog around, he'll adjust his running. I'm sure there are some fears, but yeah, from a standpoint of getting the cat calls and the rolled down windows or the honking of horns, which is actually the worst thing to do to a runner, or probably even a walker, because it really jars you when you're running and that happens, even to be like a friendly hello. It's not a good thing. But probably not to the extent that female runners have it. I have a friend that I meet occasionally to run, and she really is afraid to run alone, to the point where she won't do it.
Now, is that because something happened to make her fearful, or it's a fear that's innate?
I think it's a fear that's innate, and it's probably more of a fear that's innate in a lot of women. I've lived in New York. I have a little bit of a background that makes me a little bit less.
You have an edge. If you lived in New York, you've got an edge.
I've been through it just walking down the street in New York. So it's after a while you just learn what's probably things to be afraid of and what's just, you know, okay, that's not really a fear. Mm-hmm. I have been in situations before where I have been alone running and there has been just one other person around, and I try to mentally prepare myself. What's my exit strategy? What will I do? Do I have my phone ready? And I've done that before. Mm-hmm. I do run with my phone in my hand. Okay. I know there's devices that you can wear them and stuff, but I'll get my phone ready if I feel that I'm in a situation that could be a little bit dangerous.
And now I'm curious, because I know sometimes even in the evening when I'm coming in and I'll see someone walking down the street that I don't know, I always try to look them in the eye and say, hey, how's it going?
I'll do that as well. Yeah.
Okay, I was going to say, that's kind of a defense mechanism just to say, I see you.
Yep.
I see you. Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't think that's a bad thing.
Yeah.
You're showing them that you are seeing them, you are aware of them, and you know what they look like. And, most of the time, probably the majority of the time, they're just, you know, walking along as well.
So as we wrap this up, Amy, when I say the hazards of running while female, do you think that's kind of overblowing it?
In a sense, maybe. We knew a runner recently that was hit by a drunk driver in the area as well. I don't know that was in the article. I skimmed the article. And so there are definitely reasons to be wary, but that should be for everybody. Mm-hmm. Running while female shouldn't be its own category, though. Runners should be aware.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody should be afraid.
There you go. Amy, thanks so much for joining us today. Lots of good information. And yeah, she runs every day. That's why she looks the way she does. That explains a lot to me. Thanks for joining us today, Amy.
Thanks.
Indeed.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.